There's no secret formula for scaling support and boosting customer satisfaction. But there is the all-new Service Hub from HubSpot. It makes it infinitely easier to scale customer support and increase retention. By bringing service and support together in one powerful platform, you can deliver the best experiences for your customers and your teams. Free up time for your reps to focus on complex issues with an AI-powered help desk. Proactively drive retention with customer health scores that help keep your business ahead, stopping churn in its tracks. And give your entire go-to-market team the data they need to operate as one unified, powerful front. All so you can better connect with customers and keep them happy. Secrets out. HubSpot Service Hub is a game changer. Visit HubSpot.com/service to do more for your customers today. Welcome to Tuesday, May 7th. I'm John Weigel here with Catherine Laidlaw, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. .67% of Americans say that they're satisfied with their jobs right now, according to a 1,700-person survey from Conference Board. That's the highest percentage reported since 1987 on the survey, but reading between the lines here reveals quite a few negatives. Women are less satisfied than men at work, workers aren't happy about wages, and remote work is a benefit that's in dire jeopardy. So, why is this all the case? We'll get to all that in a bit, but first let's run down the hits and headlines today in business and tech. Starting us off today, Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, had some thoughts on the company's bleak earnings report. Schultz wrote on LinkedIn saying the chain needs to improve its in-store experience if it wants to keep its customers. Over to another company, Equinox is partnering with lab test company Function Health on a personalized health program called Optimized by Equinox, which is focused on longevity. It includes services like personal training, nutrition plans, and sleep coaching, all for $40,000 a year. Would love a sleep coach, maybe for a little less though.
I would love some coaching while I'm asleep. Osmosis, really maximize that time. Optimize my productivity.
I was wondering if it is being coached while you're sleeping or being coached on how you sleep, but I don't know. All right, next. Congratulations to tech billionaire Ankur Jain and former WWE wrestler Erica Hammond, I know her as Veronica Lane from NXT, who tied the knot last week and then went viral because they spent over $3 million to temporarily close off Egypt's Great Sphinx and ancient pyramids to the public. Catherine, I did not know that you could do this.
I didn't either. I know over the last, maybe post-COVID, weddings have gotten sort of more and more ostentatious, and the spectacle of them has sort of superseded everything, but that's wild and really makes me wonder what Jeff Bezos has planned for his upcoming wedding.
I know. Somebody has to one-up this. I mean, somebody's got to reserve the Eiffel Tower for the day or Times Square or something like that. I don't know. Any other of the natural occurring world wonders, you know?
Or just, you know, round everybody up and send them all up to Mars.
That's a good idea. That'd be big. Okay, moving on to a weird product. Panera Bread sold out of its Breadhead hat, which is a $21 piece of headwear that's just a bread bowl decorated with ostrich feathers. But don't worry, to all my fashion enthusiasts, you can have Panera notify you when this carb helmet is back in stock. Catherine, will you be getting notified of this Panera hat?
You know, I'm such a sucker for red carpet photos, and I kept watching the Met Gala photos last night come through, kept waiting for someone to come out in the Breadhead hat. Sorely disappointed. But yes, thankfully, I have signed up for a notification. It'll really complete my summer style.
Yeah, I really thought it was going to be Doja Cat with it last night, but, you know, I was disappointed. And finally, amid Kendrick Lamar and Drake's rap feud, Google Maps users are tagging Drake's house with insults. Perhaps this isn't the crowdsourced content the tech giant intended, but it is really funny. Go take a look. All right, on to the main story. Today, we're talking about work. Sorry, you probably get enough of that during the day, but this is about if Americans are satisfied with their jobs, which on the surface seems pretty good. But after some digging, there's a lot of turmoil under the surface there. To get us started, Catherine, are Americans happy with their jobs?
So at a glance, yes. According to new survey data, 62.7% of Americans say that they are. That's the highest rating reported since the survey, which was done by the Conference Board, a business research group, started it in 1987. So that's a seriously high number. For context, the lowest number was in 2010 at 42.6%. But as you said, diving deeper into the numbers, there are some really interesting results and discrepancies and maybe things for employers and companies to consider carefully mm-hmm. when thinking about talent retention.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a pretty good number, especially since it's the highest that this survey has ever gotten in terms of job satisfaction. But as you said, when you kind of look a little deeper, there seem to be some paradoxes. Are there any kind of big negatives here, any drops that we've seen through this survey?
So one thing that the survey administrator said was that they had a paradox in the data this year that they'd never had before, which was overall satisfaction being higher than last year. And then when you delved into each category, so there were 26 categories workers were asked about, from wages to work-life balance to benefit plans. And within each category, there was a drop. Mm-hmm. And so overall, Americans say that they're satisfied. And then under the surface, they are markedly less satisfied when you dive into the nuances. So maybe Americans are more Dululu than they've ever been. I don't know. But there are some concrete issues at play here. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it. I'm imagining a lot of these survey questionnaires went, no, I'm not happy about my wage. I'm not happy about my benefits. But yeah, it's fine.
Right.
That seems like the consensus here.
Exactly. And in maybe sort of more, I don't want to say predictable, but logical leaps, it was exactly that, like wages, promotions, mm-hmm. the sort of nitty-gritty financial stuff that people, once they sort of were asked to focus on that in their minds, expressed some dissatisfaction with. Women overall were less satisfied than men for the sixth year in a row. And so that to me is a bit of a flag, it's something that maybe companies need to address or provide a little bit more support on. One thing that I think plays into that or fits in neatly with that was that hybrid workers actually topped the list of the overall most satisfied workers. We love our options. But very close behind that was the ability to work remotely. Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of women who are maybe shouldering bigger burdens at home, those are factors that are really important and things that a lot of workers are worried will be in jeopardy now that we're sort of moving out of the COVID remote work influx.
Yeah, there was a Wall Street Journal summarizing article for this data. And one of their big points was that another reason that it may be a little more dissatisfying for women in workplaces is because the environment around them is female dominated, but it seems like the people at the top are usually male.
Yeah, totally. And I think you see that across many industries. I don't want to say all industries, but many industries, even ones that are making a concerted effort to sort of push for more diversity and inclusion, you still have sort of like the power makers at the top being maybe a holdover from a time where that wasn't as much of a priority.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you mentioned something earlier about remote work and the satisfaction of people that are able to work remote or hybrid. Is there any data on working remote versus working hybrid versus working full-time on-site?
Yeah. So last year, which is the year that the survey was reflective of, 65.5% of hybrid workers reported overall job satisfaction, higher than 64.1%, which was fully remote workers. People who worked full-time on site, so in the office or at a facility, reported the lowest satisfaction at 60.2. So that's 65.5 to 60.2 as a range, which is striking, considering that the number of workers surveyed was 1,700 overall.
Okay, yeah. So it seems like a lot of people crave that flexibility a little more, which makes a lot of sense. But also, these workers in the survey crave larger wages, promotion, as we mentioned before. Is there anything about culture here? Because I feel like that's something that's morphed, especially post-pandemic. We've seen a lot of companies try to focus more on retention and keeping people and giving them good benefits in some cases. Is that reflected at all here as well?
Yeah, so culture pulled ahead as one of the biggest reasons people stay in a job. For people who were intending to leave their jobs, only 21.8% were satisfied with the culture at their existing workplaces. That's compared to more than 3/4 of all the people who intended to stay at their jobs. Mm. Those people said they were satisfied with the culture of their employer. So that's a gap of more than 55 percentage points, which is huge. And I think workplace culture is one of those terms that sort of buzzed about, but is actually super critical, which this data really shines a light on.
So it seems like workers are generally satisfied. Maybe part of that general satisfaction could be the culture of where they work, because as we're seeing, they're not exactly being compensated as much as they would like, or you know, receiving as much of a promotion as they would like. So maybe it seems that a lot of this could be based on employer culture.
Yeah. I mean, if they're not happy with their wages, there's got to be something that's keeping them there.
What else could they be happy with?
Pizza lunches, obviously. Yeah. Oh no. Uber Eats delivered individual lunches at your home office working remotely.
I would be happy about that.
One other point that I think is worth mentioning, though, when it comes to culture and how many people were dissatisfied with office culture, was another piece of data that doesn't come from the survey, but that was released by LinkedIn, indicated that 85% of U.S. workers they polled were considering looking for another job, which seemed shockingly high to me. And I mean, of course, you have to consider the source. Like, LinkedIn has taken people looking for other jobs. But considering how hard it has seemed out there in the job market, especially for people who are higher earners, that just seems like a wildly high number.
Yeah, it seems like maybe LinkedIn decided that this was the case if anybody just goes on the jobs page and takes a look. I don't know how they would quantify that, but perhaps it's just 85% of workers just have a bit of a wandering eye, maybe. And that's all right.
Which, full disclosure, I myself looked at a job posting on LinkedIn earlier today, but it's because it was the job that a friend of mine had, and I was alarmed to see it posted and thought, did something happen? Did she get fired and I didn't know about it?
So that's great. Now LinkedIn knows to send you job emails about future openings, so that's great.
And I mean, for whoever is monitoring the work activity on my HubSpot computer, I'm very job satisfied. Just FYI.
We love it here.
We love it here. I swear.
All right. Thank you, Catherine. And that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show, everybody. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, everybody. I got a great podcast to tell you about. It's called Truth, Lies, and Work, and it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this show, you can join husband and wife team Al and Leanne Elliott as they dispel myths, impart wisdom, and answer all your questions about finding, keeping, and motivating great people. They actually just did an episode with John Smith, who is the manager and agent of famous Argentinian soccer player Diego Maradona. He talks about in this episode how he was able to manage the global superstar, athlete, celebrity that Maradona is and was. It's a great listen. You better get out there and check it out. And you can listen to Truth, Lies, and Work wherever you get your podcasts.